It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So he finished 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John
Rush. And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Friday, everybody. Last show of this week. We'll head into the Thanksgiving week next week. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and we have three young gentlemen joining us today, Keelan, Jack, and Alex. We'll talk to them here in just a few minutes. But before that,
yeah,
the impossible question of the day yesterday, which I think Charlie and I actually got right for a change. 26% of Americans say instead of turkey, they would rather eat this as a main course on Thanksgiving instead of turkey. The answer I had was, Charlie said steak.
I would have thought ham would be the big backup.
Oh, we said ham, didn't you? Said ham. I said steak. You said ham. I said prime rib.
Yeah, we do that. The big rack of rib.
Charlie said ham. Sorry, I got it right. Charlie got it wrong.
Okay.
Ham was a good answer, though. But it's steak, so. By the way, you can get all your steak you want at Barber's Foods.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Very good stuff.
Yep. Going to have, I'll have some stuff tonight. I have a lot of stuff from Barber's Foods. They have great stuff. So today's impossible question of the day. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Pirates wore these because they believed it improved their eyesight. What did they wear?
Oh, that's easy. Parrots.
They wore parrots.
Well, they did. And the parrot could tell them.
Next to the eye patch?
Right.
Did the eye patch make them see better?
Parrots have incredible eyesight, John, and they were able to help them.
Did the eye patch help them see better?
I don't think so.
What kind of parrots did they have?
Unless they had those eye charts on the boat, then they might have wanted the patch.
Okay, so what did they believe? They wore this because they believed it improved their eyesight. What did they wear? Charlie, any thoughts for a pirate? Anyone?
Bandana.
Improve their eyesight. Well, how would it? Oh, Charlie says earrings.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Come on.
I.
None of it makes sense, so sure, earrings.
Yeah, it wouldn't be
eye patch. Eye patch is way too obvious.
Well, maybe that's why they wore it, because they thought they could see farther with just one eye.
What if they wore two?
Well,
just saying.
Maybe some did, and that's what happened.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyways.
You're not going for my parrot.
Answer that on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. We will have the answer a little later in the show. Ah, somebody got it right. I cheated and looked ahead.
One
of you guys was right.
Well, it wasn't me.
I'll leave it at that. We'll find out at 5 o'clock, okay? So one of you was right. All right, Keelan, Jack, and Alex, welcome, guys. Appreciate you joining us. By the way, if you're 18 with an amazing business plan and willing to work 80-plus hours a week, no bank will loan you $100K. But if you're 18 with zero work ethic, plan to go to school, drink excessively, hook up with strangers, and major in art, every bank will loan you $100K in student loans.
Very true.
Very true. So you guys, does that make sense?
I hope you three are writing this down, planning out your future.
You know, the sad thing is that's very true. You can't be 18, come out of high school, have a business plan, go to the bank and get money to go do that business, but you can borrow $100K to go to school.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah. You could go to school for literally anything and they'll just give you the money for that. And it doesn't matter. You could just go down to UNC and party down at UNC.
There you go.
Okay.
And that's expensive partying at UNC. You need the money.
Yeah.
Jack, I don't understand why do you spend all this time in computers when you could be majoring in art? There's a big future there, I'm telling you.
Yeah, big future in art.
Maybe sociology. What do you think?
I think I'm going to stick with computers.
Okay.
I think you're a smart man. I would do the same. So, again, we're going to talk to these guys, and we'll take a quick break, come back in a nice long segment, and talk about just COVID, remote learning. There's more COVID stuff that's come out. We were talking about a little bit of that before we came on air today. I don't know how, but I got invited last night. I got a phone call from Tri-County Health to join in on their conference call. I'm not a part of Tri-County, don't live in Tri-County, have no idea how Tri-County got my phone number, but I got invited to listen in on the conference call about all the updates with COVID. So I did. And I will talk a little bit about that as we go through this first hour today, because it was rather interesting.
Did they let you speak, or did they muffle your mic like with Trump during the debate?
You had to hit *3, and then you could ask a question and, you know, get in the queue. But the queue was so long, that wasn't going to happen.
Got it.
But I'll talk a little bit about some of the questions that were asked and some of the answers. And what I will say is, as I've been saying all the way through COVID, this is not about your health. I could hear that through the phone call last night. You guys know this. You boys that are here that play hockey and do the things that you do, which you will no longer now be able to do because that's an indoor sport.
Yes.
In Tri-County, last night on the phone call, I heard shut that down.
Yep.
No, so indoor sports, period.
Mm-hmm. Nope. After tonight, we After have our tonight, last practice.
No more games, no more practice, no more nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even though a lot of kids your age have probably had COVID and maybe didn't even know they had it, or if they did, they got over it rather quickly. And the realistic part of it is they're not going to spread COVID. You still can't go inside of a hockey rink and practice hockey.
Nope.
Right?
No, we...
By the way, question for you. Did you guys all know that a bowling alley is considered an athletic event?
Yes.
Yeah, they have bowling teams.
I didn't know that.
Okay, come on. I've seen a lot of middle-aged bowlers. These are not athletes.
Well, I heard last night that bowling alleys are considered an athletic. They're like a gym.
They are as round as the ball.
They fall okay. under the same guidelines as a gym.
Wow.
A bowling alley does. Or an athletic, you know, like an indoor hockey rink. Or same guidelines apply to the bowling rink. I'm not joking. That's what I heard last night.
Bowling rink?
That's bowling alley. You. That's why I'm saying this is not about people's health.
No, it is not.
Not by a long shot. So we'll talk about this when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, guys. And Extreme, they want to help you out with all of your vehicle needs. 15% off any repair. Free charging system inspection as we speak. Talk to Sean and the guys out there. They would love to help you out. And we got snow coming in this week and even through Thanksgiving potentially. So go to klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. 2-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
Dr. Julie Marchio, Ascent Health Center, would love to help you out with all of your health needs. If you're looking for a boost when it comes to COVID, she's got a vital immune pack she can help you with. And there's a great deal right now. In fact, you could even give this as a gift to somebody else for Christmas. There's a $300 off deal on 12 visits with their chiropractic package. So just ask about that at Ascent Health Center, 303-343-8800, or find them at ascenthealthcenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchiol of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascend Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit RushToReason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
Novus Auto Glass, folks, they want to help you out with all of your windshield or vision needs, as I would say. And they'll work with all insurance companies. Don't forget, if you get a windshield replaced on a vehicle that's got lane departure warning, lane keep assist, you may need a calibration as well. They can take care of that for you also and still work through the insurance company. Go to RushToReason.com/Novus. That's N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at RushToReason.com/Novus. N-O-V-U-S.
Whether you're preparing for your next big game hunt or your next waterfowl adventure, or hey, maybe it's time to go cast a line. Whether you're an experienced angler, hunter, or novice, Sportsman of Colorado Radio has all the information you need to make the most of your time in the great outdoors. This is Scott Watley. On Sportsman of Colorado Radio, we offer a variety of hunting and fishing experts, outfitters, guns, ammo, and archery specialists to keep hunters, anglers, and outdoorsmen informed of techniques, products, gear, conservation news, and the upcoming seasons. Tune in to Sportsman of Colorado Radio Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m. and Sundays at 5 a.m. on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Aurora Police Department is tweeting out that there's now a 12-hour wait for the new In-N-Out Burger that opened up today. It's official. Traffic is double-double animal style right now all around the mall. We're on hand helping manage the massive traffic response. Please be patient and be kind. Maybe support another local eatery today and In-N-Out another day if traffic is too hectic for you. So there you go. 12-hour wait to get an In-N-Out Burger and fries. No offense. It's good, but it ain't that good, folks.
No, I think Freddy's burgers are better.
12-hour wait for a burger? There's not a burger on the planet that's worth a 12-hour wait.
Oh, no.
Sorry, folks. Just not.
Okay, for a restaurant that you really want to go to, how long are you guys willing to wait? I mean, you drive up. How many cars have to be in line before you say, nah, I'm going somewhere else?
You're asking these guys?
Oh, I'm asking them.
Six.
With you, it's one.
Thank you. I have no patience.
About six.
Unless it's Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, I can wait forever.
Chick-fil-A is different. I'm with these guys. I'll wait because they rock and roll. You can get through pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
They you can have a line doing. You know, wrapped around the whole building and even out through the parking lot and still get in about, I don't know, 7 minutes or so.
Okay.
I'm not joking. It's that, I mean, literally, they roll you right through. Yep. They got that thing figured out.
Well, I just can't believe people waiting that long for In-N-Out Burgers.
I won't wait 12 hours.
I don't care how good the burger is.
No,
I'm sorry.
Either.
I do not care.
I mean, you could kill the cow, slaughter it, hang it, grind it, feed it to you in 12 hours.
Oh, you mean hang the beef? I pictured you hanging the cow.
No,
I was thinking
hang the beef.
That seems rather violent. Why would you do that?
That would be PETA would be after me.
Yeah, PETA might be after you. No, okay, six cars max. That's about that's all I could take.
Mm-hmm. All right, so guys, talk about COVID real quick, because COVID's affecting you guys in school. Are you in school right now or out?
We're out of school.
So you're out now.
Would you be normally?
Today, or when did that start?
As of today.
No, we were we went back to fully online a month and a half ago.
Yeah, so. I've never gone back.
Online all?
I've never been in the school this year.
Really?
Yep.
How's that working out?
Terribly. I don't
explain.
Like it. It's way harder.
And this is Jack, by the way.
Yeah, it's way harder to get your work done when you're working from home. You just, at least I get.
In other words, you
got to
be self-disciplined, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know the bird flies by, and it's like, whoa, hey, what was that?
Well, it's more like I find myself jumping between subjects a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, because if when you're in the classroom, okay, you're focusing on that one subject. But with I just have to switch to a bunch of subjects all the time, and then.
Okay, so how do you manage your time? Do they help you with that? Are you guys on your own when it comes to that? How does that part work?
It's mostly on my own.
Yeah, it's definitely self. It's up to you. Like, are you gonna get up? Are you gonna log in on your your call? Are you gonna go to class? Are you gonna?
Is there a certain time you have to do all this? How does that work?
Yeah, so you have like.
Yeah, walk us through a day. So walk us through the day in the life of Keelan, Jack, and Alex.
So for me, I wake up at 7:45 for my first.
Early
class.
Riser, there are you.
It's just my first just class starts at 7:50, and I got to get up by then. And sometimes I don't make it for that class.
What's the class like? I mean,
in which class is this?
Do you actually see the teacher talking to you on the screen, or do you just get, you know,
like Charlie Brown?
What do you get?
So you have the teacher in front of your screen, and then they screen share whatever they're teaching, so they present it to you on the call. So you see their presentation, and then you also
like PowerPoint
can see
thing,
them.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they teach the class. So, like, my first class is AP Literature, so that's English. And we just go through our lesson. We do our work. We, like, work with other students in, like, what is called breakout rooms. And then once that class is over, I go to my Front Range class, which is also online. And that's at 9:30. That's from 9:30 to 12:20. So that takes up a big chunk of my day. Mm-hmm. And then normally, I'd have a class after that. That is my civics and economics class, and that's the same
best
way.
Class of all, by the way. Just saying.
And that's just last class of the day. It's set up the same way. We
so
have
how do
to
they
log in.
Real quick? How do they take attendance?
If you're in the Zoom call,
yeah. If they see your
name or your
can you
face.
Fake that?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, figured you could.
So it's like, oh, hey, it's like,
guys.
So it's like voting.
yeah.
Totally fake it.
Yes, it is.
Well, some teachers have like a Google form you'll have to fill out and then submit it before a certain time or else you're marked absent.
Yeah.
But they don't know, as long as you're, let me make sure I get this correct, because I know how Zoom works. So if you're like logged in, can you just like sort of check out and go do something else? They just think you're there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you could have your camera on when you first get on, turn your camera off, and then you could just go away, go do something else.
Could you put all of your computers at one of your homes? And one of you could log in for all three of you, and the other two go skiing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, okay. But that'll never happen because you're good guys.
No.
So they don't check IP addresses to know that you're at different locations? They don't look at any of that?
I mean, a lot of people join in their classes from their friend's house.
Yeah.
I mean, I do it all the time. I know Alex does it all the time.
Yeah, I do a lot of my schoolwork at these two's houses.
So you could actually have like three virtual machines on one machine and log in on each machine, and they'd think that three people were actually on the Zoom call.
Yeah.
Am I right in thinking that?
Yeah. And people who aren't supposed to be there can join.
Well, yeah, and you can log in.
Whoa. Wait, what?
So
people that aren't supposed to be there can join. Explain.
If they're given a link and, like, the passcode to get in there or whatever, they can join your class.
And pretend to be a student
so it's
or
just some,
do whatever
some
they want.
Stalker dude could actually be joining in on the class.
If he got a hold of the link, yes. And he could just join the class.
How safe is that?
There was a physics class where a scary black man joined the class. I wasn't a part of it. I just heard about it. But he
really?
Showed up to class. And
yeah.
Okay, so.
But he was a little scary.
Oh, right? So let me make sure
I get
this right.
No, that was his name, was Scary Black Man.
Oh, that was the name of the dude.
Yeah.
You know, that's funny. That's my online name, but that's okay.
Okay, so make sure I'm hearing this right. So, because you guys are all older, I get that. But let's say that you were 10 years younger. You're in elementary school, and you're a little girl.
Imagine your sister.
Yeah,
your little sister. And she's doing this, and all of a sudden some creeper dude that drives a white petty van shows up in the class just to kind of pray and figure out what's going on. As long as they have the link and the password, they're good to go?
Yeah.
This is
nuts, folks.
Well, and the teacher can kick students from...
Oh, okay, wait, time out. So we're worried about COVID.
Yeah.
And kids having COVID.
Oh, I'm terrified.
But we're not worried about pedophile creeper dudes hanging out in the Zoom calls that these kids are in.
Totally incorrect. We are very worried about pedophile creeper dudes if they have COVID.
Oh, but otherwise it's all bets are off.
Oh, yeah, then it's fine.
This is the craziest thing I've heard in my life.
Yeah.
This is unreal.
I hadn't thought about that till now. There could totally be something. Like last year when this first started, we had a dude join, pretended to be, put their name as one of the students somehow, and just decided to say every profanity they could say.
That happened to my brother during math class.
Okay, but this is supposed to be safe because we're worried about all of you kids dying from COVID, even though you're not.
John, it is seriously too bad you and I are not stalkers, because now would be a great time to do it.
Unbelievable. This is the dumbest thing. Again, folks, as I heard last night on this tri-county call that I was in on this conference call, I'm going to repeat this until I go to the grave. This is not about your health or safety. Period. Point proven just now. This is not about your health or safety.
Oh, absolutely not. Hey, bottom line, can I ask you guys, and, you know, just start with
permission. Why don't you just ask him?
Start with Alex.
All right.
I always ask permission. This is school.
Just ask him.
This is school. I raised my hand.
We don't have to raise our hands.
Yeah,
anymore.
They don't care. Just ask.
You just unmute your mic and you talk.
There you go.
Unmute my mic. Woohoo. How's this working out for you? Alex, you go first. I mean, are you learning anything?
Well,
which one of you cheats off the other two?
We all help each other.
Good answer.
No, how is the learning experience? I mean, versus normal school.
Yeah,
versus
seriously.
Normal school.
Well, normal school, I'm able to talk to the teacher, answer my questions. It's a straight answer. But online, I have to use an email, or I have to try and talk to them during the Zoom call when they're actually trying to teach everyone else who doesn't understand what they're teaching normally.
Okay, grades. So what have your grade, real quick, what have your grades done?
A lot lower than what they normally were.
I mean, they're pretty steady, but they're not going to stay that way.
No.
Well, my big concern was, if you've got a complex question, right, and you're in some kind of a complex area, it's highly interactive when you go to a teacher with those kinds of questions. Oh, yeah. It's not one or two emails back and forth. It's the equivalent in a conversation of 30 emails.
Yeah.
In a normal conversation. How do you even do that?
I don't know.
You can't.
Oh, and you're missing, like, the connection with the teacher.
It's just the focus. You lose your focus because you're at home. You're on the screen, right? Well, you can turn off your camera. You can walk away. You can go do other stuff. You can do your laundry. You can play with your dogs. You can play video games. You can do whatever, because what are they going to do? They can't do anything to you. There's no, like, administration to do anything to you. So the teacher doesn't know. She doesn't have any clue of, like, what the student's doing, because she's just trying to teach the class.
Yeah. All right, and I'm getting questions, by the way, real quick, so I'll make sure that I explain to everybody. So we have Keelan, Jack, and Alex, all high school and some AP classes, right? Seniors in high school with some AP classes where you're kind of jumping off and trying to go to college with some of those, correct? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you guys are all now in online learning. So everybody listening, these are high school kids, high school seniors that we're talking to about their experience with shutdowns, with COVID, and online learning, and all the nonsense, frankly, that goes on with that.
Yeah, and definitely is nonsense. I like, personally, this school year I've been struggling because I've been online pretty much the whole time, and like missing that connection, like being there, having to watch the teacher do the presentation, teach the stuff, then interact with it, have questions, give to the teacher. On the Zoom call, I can do other things. I can do other homework because she can't tell if I'm actually paying attention or not. I can go do other homework. I can go work on my college applications or anything.
Has it helped you be a little bit more self-motivated, or has it just been hard to learn?
It's been very hard to learn. And when you, like, I fell behind because I got a concussion, and then, like, I couldn't be, because I had a concussion, I can't look at screens. So I couldn't look at screens for a week.
Sure.
So I couldn't go to class. I had a doctor's note saying I couldn't go to class because it's on the computer. And I fell behind by a lot. And to catch back up, you have to do it all on your own. It's not like you can go into the teacher's class after school and do it with the teacher there. You got to just sit down and do all of your work that you missed on your own.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, let's talk about the challenges now moving forward when it comes to college, SAT tests, the things that go along with that for you guys jumping off and heading that direction, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Again, we're with Keelan, Jack, and Alex, high school students, high school seniors, that are now doing online learning. And as all of you heard just a little bit ago, I was in on the Tri-County COVID call last night. I don't know how I got invited onto this conference call, but it was rather eye-opening. I'll just say it at that. It was very eye-opening. Franktown Firearms is next, by the way, folks. If you're looking to buy a firearm, you know, get that Second Amendment right going. It's not a hobby. It's a right, and you can exercise that at Franktown Firearms. Go to klzradio.com or call 770-770-7777.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Purify Chevrolet, folks, if you're looking to buy a new or used vehicle, Purify Chevrolet has you covered. They've got a full lot of used cars and new cars. Remember, it's Chevrolet products, but they got some great deals right now on Chevrolet products as well. So whatever it happens to be, they're there to take care of you. 303-659-8311 is the phone number. And by the way, Thanksgiving week be a great time to buy a vehicle. Find them online at purifychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for six decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
All right, Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial, he will teach you the difference between wealth accumulation versus retirement planning. They're not one and the same. You need to make sure you can hang on to all that money as you get to retirement and also enjoy it while you're there. So 303-744-1128 or find Al at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
My father's wisdom. We each have 24 hours in each day. We are equal in time. What we do with that time is our choice. We can choose to spend hours on social media, or we can choose to take that time to read about and ruminate on timeless ideas. How? By reading great books. Kim Munson here. Monday, Elizabeth Eastman, senior scholar in residence at the Benson Center for CU Boulder, joins me to talk about the great books. That's Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 or 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We are back with Keelan, Jack, and Alex, who are seniors in high school now doing online learning and have been for a while now because of all the COVID nonsense. Somebody texted, actually Walt, who we all know, texted and asked, do you guys know what CHEGG is? C-H-E-G-G.
Yes.
Okay, explain what CHEGG is.
So it's like an app, and you pay for it, and it'll give you all the answers to pretty much any subject you take.
So it's like Wolfram Alpha, kind of. Only on that's on the math side, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's also PhotoMath.
Okay.
And that you scan the problem, and it shows you how to do all the work and the answer.
Well, couldn't your school simply have you tracked to see if you have these things or no?
That's too cumbersome.
Yeah, not if not it's really. On your like phone. Okay.
Not on your personal devices.
No, not really.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
So basically, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, there's no way for them to know. That's why this whole online learning thing is just so bogus. I go back to what I said a moment ago. We're supposedly doing this for everybody's health and safety, and yet we're exposing these kids and hurting their grades. And we're going to talk in a minute about SATs and moving forward when it comes to college and even the aftermath of high school. We're not really helping them.
Okay, really quick before we go there, let's talk about that health and safety, okay? Guys, COVID, you guys are young, you're very healthy, you're all athletic. What is the survival rate for COVID in your demographic?
I think it's 99.3%.
It's higher.
99.9?
Higher.
100?
it's about 99.9 something.
The 3, I think, is you're correct, I believe. It's just it's 0.03 chance of you not living through COVID. In other words, it's a very minute number of your age group of your age group dying from COVID.
And even then, those are the people who are not you, not, healthy, right. athletic, and so forth. They're the people with heavy immune deficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are, so just tell me, how does that make you feel? You're healthy as can be, this is no threat to you whatsoever, and you're going through all this.
It feels like you're trapped, you're stuck, you're confined to doing only what you are allowed to do.
Yeah.
And as a senior in high school, I want to go to prom, I want to go to all the sporting events.
You want to play sports.
I want to go have like a high school experience for my senior year, and
you're not
losing it.
Okay, but you guys are conservative guys, right? You're pretty conservative.
Trump
guys.
Supporters, right?
Trump
guys?
Supporters. Hey, yeah, okay.
Funny. Awesome.
So you already like liberty. What about your other schoolmates? And I know you're not hardly seeing them because you're all online, but those who you do see, or maybe you interact online, are they all down for this? Do they like having government do this to them, or is this kind of a wake-up call?
And by the way, let's stop for a second. First of all, how much of your friends do you actually see? Because the idea behind all this online learning is for you to not see any of them ever. How much are you actually seeing them?
I see them more.
That was my thought.
Yeah, because you don't have school.
That was my thought. So really, this is counterproductive to what they're even trying to do. Back to Andy's question, how do your other friends feel?
Are any of them waking up a little? I mean, are they looking
liberal
at the same?
Liberal friends especially. Do they?
Yeah, government intruding on their lives.
Definitely. I know a few people that when it first started, they were like, we're not going anywhere. We're not doing anything. And as we started, like, we went away from it. And now that we're going back to it, they hate it. They don't want it to come back because they figured, hey, it's not really working.
It's not doing anything.
It doesn't matter.
It's not protecting us.
Right.
Okay, what about friends, guys? Friends with jobs. Okay, now they're not able to work. How are they taking that?
Well, for working, you have to get COVID necessarily to get called out of it. But, I mean...
It's like friends of yours that might be in the restaurant industry, because a lot of kids your age will do...
Theaters.
You know, busing and theaters and things like that. Is it affecting the jobs in those... arenas, I assume it is.
So I work at Baskin Robbins and Alex works at Jimmy John's, and we're considered like essential or whatever. So we, like, our business will stay open.
Okay.
So it won't affect us, but like, I don't know anyone who buses, like, none of my friends, all my friends work at Baskin Robbins with me except for.
So
Alex,
nobody's busing at high end places that are getting shut down.
Yeah. So
not really.
I don't really know anyone. I do have a friend. She works in an elderly home.
Okay.
And she does.
Care.
Yeah, she does stuff like that, and they sent her home because they don't need her, because they can't have as many people there helping, so she can't work, so she doesn't have a job right now.
Okay, somebody else just said, what was that website? PhotoMath or the app? Is it PhotoMath?
PhotoMath.
Yeah, somebody's asking. Okay, yeah, making sure we're giving that out correctly.
Yeah.
PhotoMath.
It's even built right into Snapchat.
Yeah.
PhotoMath is built into Snapchat.
Yeah, you can just take a picture on your phone with Snapchat. You don't even have to have the PhotoMath app.
There we go, Charlie. Don't need math anymore. Just need Snapchat. Unbelievable. So really what we're teaching kids, Andy, is how to circumvent everything in life to still get the answer.
Yes.
Laziness.
Right? How to
laziness.
Cheat.
We're teaching kids how to be lazy.
Oh, yeah.
Is it working? Are you feeling lazy or is it working for you?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. We talked a moment ago about the Trump supporter side of the fence. How does that work at school, teachers, friends, and all that? I mean, everybody's not a Trump supporter. You guys are probably in the minority, I'm guessing. How does that work?
I mean, I go to high school downtown, three blocks from the Capitol.
Oh, my.
Very liberal. I'm probably the only conservative in the entire school. It's about 150 people.
Do people know or are you undercover?
They know now.
Oh.
I showed up with a thin blue line flag in the background.
Ah.
And that was enough for them to assume that I'm a Trump supporter.
Gotcha. Just because you support
cops,
the police.
Yeah.
Isn't that bad?
What was the response?
You're a Trump supporter if you support the police.
I believe that.
Yes.
I believe the person's response was, ew, gross.
Ooh, gross, because you support cops.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable. What else you want to share with the audience, folks? We got a few, or guys, we got about 5 minutes or so left. What else you want to share? SAT scores, how's that going? What do you want to do there?
So I wanted to take the SAT.
Yeah, what's the software you used to take that?
So we're supposed to go into the school, and like we're supposed to be like 6 feet apart. We have to wear a mask all the time. We're supposed to take the test. But every school that I've like tried to go to, so our school canceled theirs because we were switching back to remote. And then all the schools that I went to look at in the state are already full for now. So like I wouldn't be able to take it till spring. So all the colleges I've applied to, gotten into, they've waived my SAT score. So they're not
requiring
it for the class of 2021.
Okay. Can I ask one quick economic question? Mall crawl. Okay, just going to the mall, going to Park Meadows or whatever the mall is up your way, whatever. Do you guys want to go there as much now as you used to when you got to wear a mask and everybody's paranoid and leaping away from you?
No, we've gone to the outlets a lot. Yeah. The Denver outlets, because it's outdoors.
Up north.
Yeah, so it's outdoors.
Chilled.
You can, when you're in the store, you have to have your mask on. But when you're out, you can take your mask off. You don't have to always consistently have it on. But when you go to like Flatirons,
right.
It's indoors. You have to have your mask
have
on.
Have it on,
all the time.
Yeah.
So,
definitely don't go there as often.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
it's just not as fun.
Another question I have for you guys is: so then, where, as young people, are you hanging out with all these places now shut down? You just go to each other's house. What do you do?
Mostly Alex's house.
Yeah. Alex's house is the place, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's the crash pad.
Alex's house is where you go to design the software that people use to cheat.
Unbelievable.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we're controlling Chegg right now.
Unbelievable. So who came up with Chegg? Just a dumb question.
Alex.
Let's look it up.
Yeah,
I mean, somebody must. So is it free? Do you pay? How do they make their money? Ads? What's the deal? 15 bucks?
Yeah.
So they're making their money off subscription.
It's like monthly. You got to pay for it, but then you get your answers for your homework.
$15 I ever spent, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
I don't know if I'd spend it because most of my work I can do it on my own if I just actually do it.
Yeah. I have two classes. I'd rather spend that $15 on something else.
Like food?
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
What is your favorite fast food, given the fact that now there's the In-N-Out 12-hour, whatever it is?
Yeah, once the wait is down from 12 hours.
Chick-fil-A.
Still Chick-fil-A?
I have to go with Chick-fil-A.
Waffle fries?
Yes.
Yep.
And Chick-fil-A
sandwich
sauce.
Sandwich or nuggets?
I do both.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
No grilled nuggets.
Oh, no. Never.
Oh, those are lame.
Why would you go to Chick-fil-A and get grilled stuff?
I don't know.
I don't know.
On a diet, maybe? You still want to go there? I don't know.
Then don't go there.
Some people like it, I guess. They offer it. They have to.
All of you who do that out there, you're wrong.
Why would you go to Chick-fil-A and get a salad? But, you know, hey, whatever. To each his own.
Okay.
Right?
You know what? Okay. If you have somebody who is into that who is with you.
Well, then you would have a salad.
You drag them there because you want to eat real food.
They're going to have grilled chicken in a salad.
Ick.
Well, why would you go to Chick-fil-A and get the mac and cheese?
Oh, no. You got to go to noodles.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A mac and cheese is not. It's
not
it's okay.
That great. KFC's is better, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Noodles has killer.
Yeah.
Killer mac and cheese.
The Wisconsin mac and cheese.
Buffalo chicken mac. That's my favorite.
I'm from Wisconsin, and I approve it.
It is. Guys, I really appreciate you joining us, and we'll have you back, kind of see how things go as we progress, you know, through the school year. I wish I had a good prediction on when things might come back to normal for you guys, but frankly, after listening to that call last night, I don't know if there's any hope in sight.
Yeah, but
I'm sorry.
There is.
I don't think there is.
I don't think the call I was on. I don't know.
I'm graduating in a month. I don't think I'm ever going to go back to school.
I bet you don't. I think you're probably correct in that. So, hey, guys, thanks again. Keelan, Jack, Alex, appreciate it very much. Thank you guys for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, we'll come right back. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next. No matter what age you are, by the way, you need to make sure you have a estate plan in order, and Michael can help you with that. Find him on klzradio.com or call 720-394-6887.
Once you die, it's too late. For a variety of reasons, neither KLZ nor Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law recommend seances or any other means of attempting to communicate with your deceased loved ones. Yes, you might wish you knew their final wishes, but once they've passed on, it's too late to find out. Your best option is to visit klzradio.com/estate now while you're still alive. Because KLZ's mobile estate planner absolutely insists on writing your will before you die.
All right, a good shop. If you're involved in any kind of a collision, you do not have to go where the insurance company sends you. You can take your own pick and go of one of the three shops that the good shop has up in the north part of town. Two in North Glen, one in Commerce City. Find them at klzradio.com. The phone number also 720-541-7697.
All you're looking for is a good shop. You've already been through the extremely unpleasant experience of a collision. Now you're dreading the process of repairing the damage to your vehicle. You just want someone professional and polite who will answer your phone calls and tell you what's going on. It doesn't seem like too much to ask, but somehow it's so hard to find. Well, we at KLZ found a good shop. Al Sturm and his team explain all of the costs, so you know what you're paying for. They help you with your insurance claim. They handle all of your auto body work in-house, so you get your vehicle back faster, and a real person answers the phone every time. Best of all, they'll get your vehicle looking great back to pre-loss condition. Al and his team run a good shop, and that's exactly what you're looking for. Find them now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Again, thanks, Keelan, Jack, and Alex, great seniors in high school, giving us an idea of what's going on when it comes to COVID and classes, and it's about as much of a disaster as the restaurant world as well, Andy.
I would say so.
You want to introduce our next guest?
Yes, our next guest is Victoria Reynolds. Victoria Reynolds is a big shot with the Libertarians, which means she actually likes people to live their lives. Is that correct, Victoria?
That is correct. I don't know how much of a big shot I am. I'm just the chairman of the Libertarian Party of Colorado.
You're a power broker, Victoria. You are in smoke-filled rooms with a stogie telling people what to do. Hey, yesterday you were in a meeting that has me kind of excited. This is in Parker, and this was this restaurants? Was it all restaurants or some businesses as well, some retail?
It was restaurants and bars.
Okay, restaurants and bars. And what was this meeting about?
So this meeting was about Douglas County, well, and the rest of Colorado going from orange to red. Today at 5 o'clock, all dine-in restaurants are supposed to close, according to our King, Governor Polis and the health departments have decided to take away our rights and close down dine-in at restaurants and bars.
Which, by the way, for everybody listening, that is pretty much going to be the way it is across the entire, you know, Front Range area until you get maybe down into the Colorado Springs area. But all in this whole entire Denver area, Victoria, that's pretty much the way it is. I was on a conference call last night with Tri-County Health. I don't know how I got invited to that, but I did. And heard all of the gory details listening to them last night. And as I have said and will continue to keep saying, Victoria, this is no longer about people's health.
No, this is about deprivation of people's rights.
Yep.
This is about control. This has nothing to do with health. The number of deaths is not rising.
Nope.
Hospitalizations, yes, hospitals have more people there, but they always do this time of year. That's something we have to note. This time of year, hospitals get filled up.
Well, and also, too, Victoria, the other thing that I've sort of been watching and talked to my son about this today is if you look at even some states like South Dakota where they have had an increase in hospital rates, just like we have in Colorado and other places, it seems like most of this hospitalization time frame, if you want to really relate it to COVID, is only about a six-week time frame. Once you're past that, things pretty much settle back down, and it's not a big deal. Basically, we're just in another COVID cycle, if you really want to get down to it. We're able to treat people much better than we once did. This whole shutdown mm-hmm. is nothing more than just control of people.
Yes, it is absolutely control of people. And not only restaurants and bars, but gatherings of more than two people.
Yeah.
You can't have anyone outside of your
home. No one outside of your home. So if it's you by yourself, Victoria, it's not even two people. It's you, yourself, and I.
Right. And in my case, I do live alone with my dog.
So it's just you and your dog. There's no one else. You are the family.
It's just me and my dog.
It's ridiculous.
So your dog can't have any dog friends come over. That'd be three then, right?
Right. That would make three. That would be too many people.
Hey, Victoria, Victoria, I got to ask, because you know as well as we do that all these restaurant owners who were at this meeting last night are not all a bunch of on-fire conservatives, not a bunch of liberty warriors going to Tea Party meetings. This is a blend of people.
Right.
And yet, what were their feelings on what's happening to them? What do they intend to do?
Well, there was about 60 businesses represented there. There were more than 60 people in the room. So that is a really large gathering.
Mm-hmm.
The general feeling is that the bigger places, they're not too worried about themselves as much as for their employees and their livelihoods coming the holidays.
Right.
Because they can still stay in business, do takeout, but then they can't have their employees working.
Right.
So they have to reduce staff.
Oh, I'd say they're reducing staff by 50-60% when they go to just takeout.
70-80.
More than that, yeah.
I was being nice.
More than that.
Yeah, more than that. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Because all of the servers would no longer be needed.
Right. So what was consensus of the meeting last night as far as, rebelling and staying open? Or is anybody talking about that?
They were talking about rebelling and staying open. Many of the businesses said that they would stay open as long as they are able to. Their biggest fear is not the Department of Health or the police. Douglas County has assured people that they will not enforce.
Okay.
And what about Parker's mayor?
Parker's mayor also is planning on keeping Parker open. Their biggest fear has to do with the state liquor board.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Because if they lose their liquor license, then they could be...
They're done in some
cases. Yeah, they're done.
Yeah.
They're done in some cases.
Make sure they get this right for everybody listening. What they're really concerned with is not the state board of health. It's not with even their local, in this case, the town mayor and the governorship there and all the things that are going on, or even the customers walking in the door. Their biggest fear is, in a lot of cases, if these folks serve liquor, their liquor license gets yanked by the state, and that's the state's payback to them.
Right, it could, and then there are resources they can go and fight it in court, but that can take several months. The other fear too is the smaller businesses. If they close another month, they're closed for good.
Right, they're done.
They're done.
Right.
They're done for good. So they're going to take that risk anyway.
Go ahead.
Because if they don't, if they comply, they're done. They're done. They can't close for the next 2 weeks and stay in business.
Victoria, by the way, this is kind of the evil of licenses.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the state, first of all, is making you pay to sell something that they have nothing to do with you selling.
Right.
Okay. I can understand having the health board needing to be financed so they can keep an eye and make sure you're not poisoning the citizenry. But Come on.
I have a comment on that as well.
It is just, yeah.
I do too.
I'm being too charitable to them.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is we now have, you know, the internet, Facebook, Google, media, so on. The reality is there's enough self-policing even from the public in those arenas that we no longer need a health department to check restaurants.
No, I mean, if you do badly, you've got a million people saying how bad you are.
You're not going to stay in business anyway, so it's not that big a deal.
Well, okay, well, let me ask you this, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know some that are staying open that you can tell us, or is that got to stay in the hush-hush? How's that going?
So they have not authorized me to say that they're staying open.
Fair enough. I can understand.
There were a couple that said that they would roll out to the outdoors because they're able to, such as Wide Open Saloon in Sedalia. They're going to be rolling out to the outdoors so they can still comply with all of the mandates.
They're going to do that even with colder weather coming? How does that work?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know what they'll do, if they'll put out a tent or something of that sort, but they have the ability to do fresh air dining even with colder weather.
Okay. Good for them.
And what's that place again? It's
Wide Open Saloon in Sedalia.
Okay.
Wide Open Saloon in Sedalia. So it's a place we can still go if we want to get away. Anywhere else?
Some of the other businesses have not authorized me yet. I'm still talking to them to see if they'll let me. Because they're worried that if their name is said on air, that they'll have health department, no, liquor board, come over and
repercussions.
Shut them down.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay.
Repercussions.
Well, I tell you what, Victoria, here's what we need you to do. In the future here, as we move forward here the next few days and even weeks, give Andy what some of those are. We'll announce those on air as they will allow us to, and we'll give them some free plugs to let people go there.
Right. I will ask them, one by one and make sure that they will allow me to do so.
Okay.
Because if they don't, if they open and it's advertised and all of a sudden there's a big crowd and all of the snitches call.
Yes, understand.
There's a big crowd,
it's a problem. Yep.
They're at risk of losing everything.
Makes sense.
And we'll make sure not to share their names with anyone named Karen.
Yeah, exactly. Victoria, we got to run. Thank you very much for calling. I apologize. We're at the top of the hour break. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it very much. Victoria Reynolds, Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. Make sure you visit them if you want to do anything when it comes to your kitchen and making it that enchanted place of your home. It's the gathering place. Now make it enchanted. KLZradio.com or 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We do appreciate it. All right, if you're listening to our replay hour, thank you so much. We do appreciate that as well. We'll be back tomorrow for Fix It Radio, first thing in the morning, 9 o'clock, followed up by Drive Radio. We'll have a great day in store for you as well. But otherwise, hour number two is next. Movie reviews with Richard and Andy and myself, and it is...
Family movies.
Family movies. If you got an idea for us, text us 307-200-8222. We'll be right back, though. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.